Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready for Listen and Learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review vowel teams, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all good. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And let's put our pencils down because we're not going to need them for a while. We are going to color. We need to remember that vowel teams are when two vowels get together and make one sound. They work together to make one sound. Usually, almost every single time, the first vowel does all the talking and the second one is silent. So you already know that because this is a review, but let's take a look at the pictures. See if you can find this picture. Ready? Toast. Toast. Do you see the toast in the toaster? I love toast. Let's color the piece of bread, the toast, brown. Not too brown. You don't want to burn it or anything like that. I don't like burnt toast. I guess some people do, but I don't. Let's color the toast brown. Toast has a long vowel sound in it. Do you hear it? Toast. Which long vowel do you hear? Yes, O. You can hear it. Toast. But the O is not by itself. It has a friend nearby. It has another vowel. Keep thinking. All right, take 3 more seconds for your brown toast. 3, 2, 1. And now let's color the toaster. Let's color the toaster. Find a gray crayon. You probably already know this. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. Let's color the toaster gray. So toast has a long O sound in it. O's, but the O is not by itself. There's another vowel sitting next to it, being all quiet, not talking. Do you know what it is? I'll tell you. It's O-A. O-A work together and make the O sound, the long O sound in toast and toaster. You'll also find O-A in the word goat. The goat is going to eat my toast. No! Goat has an O-A vowel team also. It's the long vowel. Long vowels say their name. Toast. But there's an O-A there. Take 3 more seconds for your toaster. 3, 2, 1. See if you can find this in your picture. Ready? Read. 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 Do you see the boy reading the book? He is into that book. All right, let's color the book red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will work. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. And let's color the book red. So listen to the word read. Let me sound out read for you again. Read. Which vowel sound, which long vowel sound do you hear in the word read? Read. Yes, I hear the long E too. But because we're reviewing vowel teams, I know the E is not alone. It is not alone. It's got a friend right next to him. It's another vowel. Do you know what it is? It's E-A. When E and A get together, they make the sound E. They make the long sound E. The E is first, so he gets to say his name, and he says E. And the next vowel is A, and it doesn't say anything. It's very, very quiet. Read has the E-A vowel team. Read. I love to read. Yes, I do. It's one of my favorite things to do. All right. Take 5 more seconds for the book for the word read. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's color his glasses because he needs his glasses to read. Let's color his glasses blue. Find a blue crayon, any kind of blue crayon, and color his glasses blue. He needs his glasses so that he can read. E-A vowel team. The E does all the talking, and the A says nothing at all. Read has an E-A vowel team, like seat, seat. He has a seat right there on top of the books. He's probably going to read those next. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, see if you can find this in your picture. Ready? T, E. T, E. Tea. Do you see the cup of tea? I do too. I love cups of tea. I especially love tea and toast. Let's color the cup of tea. Let's color the cup. Oh, let's do green. Find a green crayon. I just found my yellow green crayon. Just use some kind of green. And let's color the cup of tea green. So tea, T-E. It has the same vowel team as the word read. E, you can hear the E. It's a long E sound. E, and it has the same vowel team as in read. Do you remember the vowel team in read? It's E. Which letter was really quiet? A, E-A. If you're going to have a cup of tea, and you're going to read about a cup of tea, and you're going to spell the cup of tea, you need a T and an E. And then don't forget your A. T-E-A spells T. There's a tag sticking out of our cup of tea. That's for the tea bag that's inside. You yank that out when you're ready to. All right. So my cup of tea is green. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down your green crayon. Can you find this in your picture? Ready? Ain, train, train. Do you see the train? Me too. I see a train. It looks like a toy train. We're going to color the big engine part. Let's color the big engine part. Oh, orange. Let's do orange. Find an orange crayon and color the first engine part orange. Not the caboose, just the train, that the front part of the train. So train, which long vowel sound do you hear in the word train? Train. Do you hear it? It's the letter A, but it's not by itself. It's got a friend nearby. It's got a vowel team. Yes, it does. What is it? It's train, and the quiet one is I. A-I is the vowel team in train. Okay, we have an orange train with an A-I vowel team. Train. Take 3 more seconds for the orange part of your train. 3, 2, 1, put down your orange crayon, please. All right, let's color the back part of the train, the caboose part of the train, yellow. Find a yellow crayon and color the back part of the train yellow. So we have train with a long A, T and read with a long E, and then we have toast with a long O. They all have vowel teams. They all have one vowel next to them that is super, super quiet. Take 2 more seconds for the yellow caboose. 2, 1. Okay, look for this one. Ready? A, D, N. A, D, N. Aiden. The boy's name is Aid. Den. What color A Den's hair? Brown. Can you find a brown crayon? We had it for our toast. Let's color Aiden's hair brown. Listen to the long vowel sound in the word Aiden. Ready? Aiden. It's A. It's the long vowel A, and it has the same vowel team as in train. A is not by itself. There's another letter next to it. A and what other? I. A and I are in the name Aiden. He, in this picture, he spells his name A-I and then D-A-N, Aiden. But we're just worried about the beginning part. A-I, Aiden. The I doesn't say anything. The A gets to do all the talking because it's first. All right, 3 more seconds for Aiden's brown hair. 3, 2, 1. All right, can you find a pencil? We are going to do some pencil work at the bottom of our page. Look at number 1 for me. If you look down the row of number 1, you're going to see a bunch of pictures. I'm going to name the pictures for you. If they have our vowel teams, if they say A, O, or E, I want you to circle it. If they say the same sounds that we just worked on, I want you to circle it. So the first picture on number 1 is box. B-ox. No, don't circle it. Leave it alone. Our next picture is paint. P-aint. P-a. Yes, circle it. I hear A. P-aint. It's just like train and Aiden. The next picture is boat. B Oat. Yes, circle it. It's just like toast. Yes, boat and toast both have the long O. Our next picture is mad. Add. No, leave it alone. Our next picture is beads. B-eads. Yes, circle it. It's just like r-eed or t-e. It's b Eed, so circle the beads. And our last picture is hen. H-N. Nope, leave it alone. Okay, so let's check. You should have circled paint, boat, and beads. Got it? All right, let's move on. Let's look at number 2. We need to read it. The A is first, so we know we're going to say A and we're going to skip the I. Let's sound it out. M-ain. Main. Main. You are getting this. You have the main idea. Will you trace the circle around the AI vowel team and then scoot over? We have an M. We need to write in the vowel team. It's A, I. The I doesn't get to talk, but it's there. And scoot over. Let's write the word main. M, A. Don't forget the I. The A and the I are together. N. So let's check it. You should have M-A-I-N. Let's move on to number 3. Look what's circled on number 3, E-A. Who's first? The E. So we know we're going to say E and we're going to skip the A. Ready? B-een. Bean. Trace the circle around the vowel team and scoot over. We have the B. We need to write E-A. N, bean. Now scoot over. We're going to write the whole word together. B-b-b-e. Don't forget the A. That's a team. N, bean. Check it. You should have B-e-a-n. All right, let's work on number 4. It's a coat. We need to write the word coat. Ready? C-c-c-c-o, but it's not just O. There's another letter. A, T. Check it. Coat. You should have C, O, A, T. Coat. And scoot over to number 5. Here we go. We're going to write rain. R. A, but it's not A by itself. What do we need? I. In rain. Let's check it. You should have R A I N. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole activity. We know our vowel teams. That's because you rock, I roll, and together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.